In rough winters like this one, where at times it's been below freezing in every one of the 50 United States, including Hawaii, few have avoided the cost and hassles of heating. And now there is a technology on the horizon that could make the burning of gas, oil, and wood to heat homes obsolete, thanks to computers. A new company called Project Exergy is developing a way to capture the waste heat from computing to keep our houses warm. Lawrence Orsini is the founder of Project Exergy, and he says his innovation is based on the fact most of the energy used by our personal computers is turned into heat.
Computers are really efficient little resistance heaters. The amount of energy that gets used in computation is so small it probably can't be measured. So the majority of it, all of it really, is converted directly to heat. So every watt that goes in comes out of the computer as a watt of heat.
And so right now we spend a lot of energy trying to cool down computers, whether at home or the big ones at the office. How hard is it, do you think, to capture all that heat and put it to work instead of throwing it away?
Well, so the interesting thing that maybe differentiates our project a little bit from others that are looking at this is we're not just really looking at just capturing the heat. We want to generate significantly more heat. We're actually running these things a little bit different than most people do. Instead of running them cool and capturing the heat they normally generate, we look to run them really hot. So we're taking a different twist on this.
So why do you want to have the computer run hot, 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 especially if it doesn't like being run hot, hot, hot?
Well, I've been in the energy industry for about 15 years, and you know, I've had the opportunity to look out across the U.S. and see where energy actually gets consumed. And so there's some good data that the U.S. Energy Information Administration has on consumption of natural resources and energy in buildings. So about 40% of all the energy that's consumed in the U.S. happens in commercial and residential buildings themselves. And close to half of that energy is used for heat. So it was interesting to me, you know, comparing that or actually contrasting that against the 2-3% of electricity that's being used today in data centers. And thinking about the way that data centers work, you know, and thinking about the way that the industry thinks about computers, they really try hard to keep those computers cold. A significant amount of energy goes into actually refrigerating that heat out of data centers and putting it out into the atmosphere. In fact, some of the most efficient data centers are actually moving closer and closer to the Arctic Circle, to cooler climates, so they can just take the roof off and let the heat go directly to the atmosphere. To me, that seems a little bit backwards. If our economy and buildings and industry actually run on heat, then we ought to be, you know, focused on making that heat and not getting rid of it in our data centers. So the idea of running computers hotter comes from that notion, the notion that, you know, if we need a significant amount of heat, let's figure out a different way to run computers and create that heat with computers.
So go online and look at Facebook and help recycle that heat, huh?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for us to really consider this. Science Daily pointed out, I guess overall, that 90% of all the data in the world has been generated over the last 2 years. And I don't think anybody's predicting that, you know, that's going to slow down at all. That's actually accelerating. Think about how that's going to impact the energy consumed in data centers. It's headed for the roof. I personally don't think we're going to be able to sustain that without doing something like this. So distributing the computation and putting the heat where we need the heat is a much better way to do it. It's pretty hard to ship heat. It's pretty easy to ship data.
Now, Lawrence, today's computers are made with the concern that they could overheat, so manufacturers try to minimize the heat that the processor is exposed to. But you want to reverse that. You want computers to crank out as much heat as possible. And you have a prototype named Henry?
We do, Steve. Yeah. We've spent the last 2 years working on Henry, figuring out how to make it actually run significantly hotter. So Henry's a liquid-cooled high-performance computer that makes significantly more heat than a typical computer does. In fact, we've been able to boil water across some of the heat exchangers that are on the cooling or on the graphics cards and actually store in the thermal storage tank almost 200-degree Fahrenheit water. So that's pretty hot. I personally don't know of any other personal computers that are running that hot. And we can put this in every house in the U.S. In fact, if we did that and we distributed that 2-3% of energy that's being used in data centers, some of our rough calculations say we could probably heat near 80 million houses.
By the way, how big is the computer that's the source of the heat that you use for your home?
Well, the computer itself is the size of it's a little bit bigger than a normal tower PC. In fact, we specifically chose to make it out of off-the-shelf parts. So, you know, there is no Star Trek technology in this thing. It's made out of things that you could go buy from a computer store today.
And how much of your home does it keep warm?
Well, we live here in Manhattan, so the building carries a little bit of its own warmth. But, you know, over the winter, the last 2 years, last year and this year, we haven't turned the heaters on once.
So, by the way, how possible would it be to share energy among homes so that a home that's creating a lot more heat than it needs could give or sell that heat to someone else? Heat is kind of hard to move around, I gather.
It is a little bit hard to move around. One of the components we're actually designing to work with this is a thermal storage tank. And this thermal storage tank is filled with phase change material that holds significantly more heat than, say, your water heater would. So we can run it hard and sock away a lot of that heat. So we've had some brainstorming sessions where some of the team have said, you know, we could probably make it so that these thermal storage tanks were movable, so that if you had a need for computing and you didn't have a need for heat, you could share the heat with your neighbors by taking the storage tank to next door and dropping into their house and running their house.
So how long before I could begin capturing some of the heat from my computer?
Well, that depends on how quickly we can get this thing together. So the next stage of development, we've just launched a Kickstarter campaign so we can fund the next couple of prototypes and then pursue some research funds with the Department of Energy as well. If we could manage to land those things, then we'll probably have a few prototypes in the field by the end of the year. And if those do well, then I would say in 2 years, we'd be ready for a production run of units that you might be able to put into your house.
Lawrence, I don't want to discourage you, but there's a lot of money made in making computers these days by some pretty big companies, and all their stuff would become obsolete if what you're talking about were to come into play. How can you change this whole industry to take advantage of this energy?
Well, you know, quite a few people have said that this is a potentially very disruptive technology, and I don't choose to think of it that way. I think that a lot of companies out there like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, those folks have been innovators, and that an idea like this would encourage them to jump into innovation once again. There's a need in our country, I think, for sort of a new vision, a new industrial revolution. So I would love to see companies like that jump on the bandwagon and start innovating alongside us. This is something that's going to happen. If you look at how energy consumption is climbing through the roof on computation, we have to do something about that. I don't think it's sustainable, personally.
I'm wondering if you have a dream configuration which consists of a bunch of solar panels outside collecting all this electricity to drive these computers that are heating homes on a neighborhood, house by house, neighborhood by neighborhood basis, so that we would never need gas, oil, coal like that again.
You have looked into my future. Yeah, being in the energy industry and watching what's happening to distributed generation and the way that solar photovoltaics are proliferating, Henry would be a perfect device to connect with a PV system. Because when you think about it, the PV system produces electricity when the sun comes up. And if you had a load that actually produced the majority of the benefit you need for your house, which is heat, that also started working when that electricity started producing, then you've got a pretty interesting combination of technologies. And because that heat is stored in a thermal storage tank, you can use it whenever you want to. You don't have to use it just when the computer's running. So Henry actually makes some of the largest loads in your house adaptive to grid condition, making the local grid around you far more resilient and hopefully bringing everybody's utility costs down.
Lawrence Orsini is the founder of Project Exergy. Thanks so much for taking the time today, Lawrence.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.